We're talking with one of our agriculturalists under 40, as honored by the Sirloin Club here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, Jordan Davis Cook. Jordan, congratulations, first of all. And this is kind of it's an interesting honor in that just kind of recognize that you've accomplished a great deal at a fairly young age, especially for agriculture.
Yes, and so I'm very blessed and very fortunate to be able to do this every day. I get to raise a family in this environment. I love being in Oklahoma, so fortunate to have a good governor. And Secretary Arthur's amazing, and so I'm just very, very fortunate to be able to do what I love every day.
There's a lot of challenges in agriculture, farming, ranching especially, it seems like that you're very involved in. What's been the secret to be able to be, successful?
Being very flexible and open-minded to changing. Whenever I first started helping my dad, I was like, we've got to schedule, and he's like, good luck with that. And just like tonight, Nakona was going to come up here with me. I got a call that I had cows out, and so I said, do you want to go up to Oklahoma City and get the award for me and I put my cows in, or do you want to put the cows in and I'll go by myself? And so it's all about being able to adapt to change and just kind of rolling with it and just... It's a lot some days, but that's what you do.
And with a family, you're adding an extra layer of responsibilities and, I guess, a lot of fun, too.
Yes. It's a great way to raise. I've got two boys. Denton, he's 10, and he's showing cattle. And then I've got Baylor. He is going to be 4 this week, and it is just a blast. I love being able to teach him stuff every day and just showing him this is the way of life that we chose to live. My husband also farms. And so it's just really neat to be able to bring the boys with us. They get to go everywhere and just learn new things, meet new people, and just learn about, how to take care of the land, how to take care of your resources. And it's just a great way to bring up two boys.
And you guys have stepped up and have already in leadership. That's kind of unusual for someone under 40. But you're on Beef Council, Nakona's on the State Board of Agriculture. Those are big responsibilities.
Yep, it all goes back to our FFA days. Both of us were really involved, and so we really just don't know any different, I guess. And, whenever somebody needs something or there's an opening and we can do it, we are more than happy to be able to serve, and we just hope that our boys see that and that they, step up whenever they're able and help people and just fill those capacities and those roles. And so,
when you talk to folks that are curious about your operation, especially young producers that are trying to get established or maybe struggle a little bit, what do you have some encouraging words for them?
Just work with your banker. He's going to be your best friend, or she's going to be your best friend, because when you call them with crazy ideas, they've got to learn to trust you and know that you're not completely crazy. Learning from other people and just being a sponge and kind of absorbing everything and knowing, just learning and learning new things and being able to adapt to new technology. And it's constantly going to be a struggle, but there's ways around it. And just talk to people that have been in the business forever, and find a mentor and just really pick their brain all the time. And so it's not easy, but it's worth it.
You've been able to find a couple of good mentors or multiple mentors?
My dad's really good, and I've got Jake Scott from Krebs Ranch, and they're just fantastic. And I'll tell Dad, I say, hey, I want to do this. And he's like, well, back in the 80s, he's like, you're more than welcome to try it, but I don't think it's going to work out for you. And so he's been really good, and especially with things that are going on right now. He said he's seen it and, just basically hang on and just ride it out and do the best you can. So it's interesting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.